you may know him for just one thing, peanut butter. But in a moment, you'll see just how much this man accomplished. Born a slave and today revered as one of America's greatest agricultural scientists, he's our focus for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machine Repeat to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When George Washington Carver began work at the Tuskegee Institute in 1896, he looked for ways to help African-American farmers make ends meet. His solution was found in the peanut.
Carver saw the need for replenishing the soil in the South and a need to do so in a very, very cheap manner, a manner that even the poorest of farmers could do. He realized that the peanut would be a good way to put nitrogen, which is food for the plants, back into the soil. If they're going to do that planting, they need to have a market for this peanut crop. So Carver went into the laboratory and, as a scientist, came up with over 300 ways to use the peanut.
Many people associate Carver with just one product, but he helped develop many more.
I think everybody associates Carver with peanut butter. Although Carver did independently develop peanut butter, he wasn't the first to do so. But he did perfect it a little bit, so we do still think of peanut butter today associated with Dr. Carver. Also, the modern-day crayon owes its origins to Dr. Carver. But I think a hot topic right now would be biodiesel. Carver initially worked with some things that were synthetic forms of fuel, and we're still interested in that today.
Equal to the work he did in the lab was Carver's desire to get the information to the people. That included taking the school to the farmer.
Booker T. Washington, who was at the time known as the principal of Tuskegee Institute, really became interested in getting the education to the people, what we might think of today as a university extension program. Carver and others set about to take the education of the college out to the people to teach them how to be better farmers because they realized that not everyone could come to the school there.
George Washington Carver National Monument honors the scientist at his birthplace in southwest Missouri. Carver is buried in the grounds of Tuskegee Institute, where much of his important research was conducted. Traveling the countryside, in Diamond, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.